Men's team captain Ben Stokes is under investigation for what it calls a nightclub incident. BBC News.
Charles Carroll. In a moment, the return of radio's gold-plated, top-drawer, much-loved panel show, I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Rachel Paris and Tony Hawkes are among the players thinking up ways to ruin popular musicals by changing a single letter.
He really captures the movement of a mind on the page, the spark behind the story.
I thought this is a brave book, and it inspired a kind of bravery in me.
James Crawford invites authors from Salman Rushdie to Catherine Rundle to discuss their latest novel and three defining works that inspired it.
I find it absolutely breathtaking in its ability to bring you right to the brink of despair and then give you the sword to fight your way out.
Take Four Books, Sunday afternoons at 4. To listen on your smart speaker, just say Play Radio 4.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week at the magnificent Dome Concert Hall in the seaside town of Brighton. Brighton's nearest neighbour is Hove, a town so affluent that its local Wetherspoons closed recently and reopened as a bank. Opened in 1883, Brighton's Volks Electric Railway is the oldest electric railway still running today. Travelling along the seafront, the trains can reach a top speed of 6 miles an hour, roughly twice the speed of the standard Brighton to London Victoria service. During World War II, Brighton suffered over 80 air raids, despite Hitler ordering his bombers not to hit the Royal Pavilion so it could serve as his residence after he'd won the war. The pavilion would have afforded him a lovely view of the sea, but it wouldn't have been much fun surrounded on all sides by condemned buildings, burnt-out cars and hostile locals, as anyone who's holidayed in Portsmouth will tell you. Nearby is the magnificent Brighton Hippodrome, a former circus and variety theatre which is due to reopen this year following substantial renovations. In 1904, the world-famous escapologist Harry Houdini performed his mesmerising routine there. He was handcuffed, blindfolded and tightly bound with chains and leather straps while suspended in a cage from the ceiling. In tribute to Houdini, the exact same thing is recreated most Saturday nights at Brighton's leading gay club on the seafront. Brighton hosts the World Naked Bike Ride, an annual nude cycle ride intended to promote body positivity. As a result, Brighton ranks as one of the most body positive places in the UK and one of the worst places to buy a second-hand bicycle. The Brighton Donut on the seafront is a beloved public art sculpture that's proved a popular backdrop for Instagram photos. Not to be outdone, the residents of Clacton-on-Sea recently voted to install their own donut. Though visitors may struggle to get a photo as he so rarely visits. Let's meet the teams. On my left, please welcome Marcus Brigstock and Rachel Paris. And on my right, Tony Hawkes and the Reverend Richard Coles. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we begin this week with a round that's all about musicals. It's not been a good year for producers of jukebox musicals. A musical based around the songs of Michael Jackson has been banned on the grounds that it's too controversial. Disappointing news for anyone hoping to buy tickets for the Broadway production of Fiddler on the Youth. Anyway, teams, in this round, I'd like you, please, to suggest well-known musicals that would be ruined by the simple change of a single letter. Marcus, you can start.
Harry Poppins.
Rachel.
Legally Blind.
Richard.
Maga Mia.
Tony.
Chitty Chitty Gang Bang.
Aspects of Hove.
The Lion Kink.
Farnham.
School of Cock.
Beauty and the Yeast.
Aspects of Gove.
We Will Fock You.
A runny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Putin on the Ritz.
Pilates of Penzance.
Well, this next round concerns the world of television. It occurred to me the other day how TV quiz show prizes have changed over the years. I once went on an early Deal or No Deal and won a long weekend in Kent. Well, today we'll be playing a version of the TV quiz show Catchphrase. It's almost identical to the television original, but without the entertaining graphics, fun or prize money. In our version of Catchphrase, each team has to guess as many well-known sayings, expressions or idioms as possible against the clock from clues provided by their opponents. And the answer to each clue will be shown in advance to our theatre audience via the laser display board and to listeners at home via the mystery voice, OK? So you'll be our first contestants, Marcus and Rachel. Tony and Richard will act out short clues for each of your catchphrases, and your job is simply to guess as many of the catchphrases as you can before your time is up. So the first of your catchphrases, Tony and Richard, will now be displayed to our theatre audience via the laser display screen.
Je ne sais quoi.
OK, Marcus and Rachel, your time starts now.
I think it's French.
What does it mean?
No idea.
Je ne sais quoi?
Yes. Yeah, course, yeah, well done. Next one, please.
Counting his chickens.
Is that Colonel Sanders?
Don't interrupt him, he's doing a stock take.
Don't count your chickens.
Kind of counting his chickens is what it was, yeah. And another one?
He swallowed his pride.
I hear he ate the whole lot of them.
Yes, apparently Longleat weren't feeding him properly.
Pride comes before a fall?
Yeah. Swallow your pride.
Swallowed his pride. He swallowed his pride. OK, and another one, please.
Not giving two hoots.
He just pulled right out in front of you. Honk your horn.
Shall I do it again?
No.
OK.
No, that's not
phrase. One honk, but how much?
Not one honk, but two hoots.
I don't give two hoots.
Yeah. And the next one.
Doing a runner.
Goodness, look at this family. They've just been caught on a restaurant's CCTV camera.
Tony, what was their crime?
Apparently, it was what Philip Schofield got sacked for. They didn't pay, yeah, see?
They did. Were... Oh, they did a runner.
And the next one, please.
Pull yourselves together.
Welcome, gentlemen of Brighton. To our synchronised self-pleasure workshop. Are you all warmed up?
Yes, we are.
Well, I'll give you a count of three and off you go.
I don't think we're going to get it.
You do it with Kurt.
Oh, time is... Is that
sorry.
Sadly,
what was it?
That one was Pull Yourselves Together. That's what it was. Well done, Marcus and Rachel. Your turn to do the guessing now, Tony and Richard. Your time starts now.
He blows hot and cold.
Don't you find it frustrating how he's enthusiastic one moment and then completely indifferent the next?
Yeah, he's not been the same since he swallowed that hairdryer.
Blow hot and cold.
Yes. Very good. Yeah. Blow up the next one.
Getting blood on.
Doctor, are we nearly finished with the donation?
Mr. Jagger, I just need to mark your bag AB negative and Mr. Richard's bag 70% proof.
Oh, no.
A Rolling Stone, inject heroin.
No.
It's getting blood out of a stone.
Oh.
Yeah. Next one, please. Next one.
The Lunatic Fringe.
Ah, good afternoon, Ms. Winkleman. Will it be the usual for you?
Yes, please. Over the eyes and bonkers like me.
Fringe.
Lunatic fringe. No.
Yes, lunatic fringe. Next one, please. Next one.
You can't say fairer than that.
So, what did this speech therapist say?
Well, dear, she said you struggle with your F's and your TH's.
Mm, and what does that mean exactly?
Can't.
What can't he say?
I mean...
You can't say his... You can't say fairer than that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Next one.
Hardly room to swing a cat.
And this is the master bedroom. Is it the size you were hoping for?
Well, let's see.
No room to swing a cat.
Yes, correct. Richard got it straight away. Got it, yeah. Next one.
Ass over tit.
I'd like a tattoo, please.
Of course, yes. So, tell me, what's your fancy? Do you want a rose, a dragon, the word gran?
No, well, I'm Rachel, so I'd like the letter R tattooed several times just above my left boob.
Oh, excellent choice.
Double R tit.
Tit are you not?
No.
Several R's.
A lot of the letter R.
Bristols. Arse over tit.
Yes. Yes. This is the tit, yeah. So this next round is all about the skilled art of writing. Only the other day I popped into my local bookshop. I bought a book called How to Become a Hip Hop Artist. He said, would you like me to wrap it for you? I said, no, I want to learn it myself. Okay, the teams will now take it in turns to improvise some written correspondence with two players providing one word each at a time. And the subject of your correspondence today will be an issue of concern to the good people of Brighton. So, audience, what would you say is a typical subject of concern for the people of Brighton? What would you say?
Seagulls stealing chips.
What's your name, sir? Guy, okay.
Is that Guy Davidson?
Yeah.
Hello, Guy. I stand next to Guy in choir. I recognise his voice.
You would recognise that voice. So, Tony and Richard, I'd like you to start by composing a letter of complaint from Guy to Brighton and Hove Council, and then Marcus and Rachel, you come up with a reply and so on. So off you go, please, Tony and Richard.
Dear
Brighton
and
Hove
Council,
I
am
writing
to
you
because
I
am
deeply
concerned
about
the
state
of
the
sky.
I
wonder
why
there
is
so
little
opportunity
to
shoot
the
birds
that
fly
and
shit.
And
steal
my
chips.
I
am
furious
because
the
friend
who
told
me
about
the
birds
says
he
thinks
Richard
Coles
is
standing
beside
me.
However,
it
is
Richard
Coles
at
all.
It
is
a
hologram.
What
the
hell
am
I
on?
Please
help
me.
I
am
insane.
Yours
sincerely,
Guy
Davidson.
Dear
Mr.
Davidson,
I
believe
that
you
are
not
well.
Firstly,
can
you
explain
your
desire
to
execute
birds
with
a
gun?
Secondly,
would
you
please
explain
how
you
got
so
close
to
the
Reverend
Richard
Coles?
Because
I
know
his
address.
I
stalk
him.
I
have
enclosed
a
chip.
I
hope
this
chip
satisfies
your
bloodthirsty
desire
to
eat
all
the
seagulls.
Yours
sincerely,
Brighton
and
Hove
Council.
Well, the next round takes a look at greetings cards. A man came round to our house last week and was saying how he'd opened 6 birthday cards that morning and was already £70 up. Just one of the perks, I suppose, of being a postman. On my birthday, my wife always has to go the extra mile. Last year, I asked her for a simple cheese plant and am now the proud owner of the Limeswold Creamery. Okay, teams, I've been provided with some incomplete verses from various greetings cards, which I'd like you to try to finish off, okay? Marcus, I'll start with you. This is an apology card. I know I hurt you, crossed a line. I wish that I could rewind time.
It started badly with no plan. I'm sorry that I bombed Iran.
It actually goes, if you're interested, it goes, if you can find it in your heart, let's mend this rift and make a fresh start. Yeah. You now, Richard. It's a Christmas card. Santa's been, you can be sure. He's left a trail across the floor.
On the carpet we just bought. Pity he was taken short.
Stocking stuff with treats and cheer, wishing you a bright new year. Rachel, how about this? It's a Valentine's Day card. You don't yet know you're in my heart or how long it's been that way. I've watched you quietly from afar.
And I'm on crime watch today.
And wish you happy Valentine's Day. And here's one for you, Tony. It's a happy Halloween. A witch's cackle, a black cat's stare, some cobwebs hanging in the air.
Swipe left.
May magic, mischief, treats unseen all come to you this Halloween. Marcus, sympathy card for a pet snake. Though others never felt the same, you loved your snake, and that's no shame.
I understand just how you felt, but goodness, what a lovely belt.
It goes, in honour of that quiet friend, may healing, loving thoughts descend. Another one for you, Richard. This is a congratulations on your ordination. You chose to heed the Spirit's voice to serve God's people in your choice. As vicar, you may daily find...
The radio find.
But God will give you strength and peace of mind. Rachel, how about this one? It's on giving birth. A tiny hand, a little yawn, a brand new sun, a brand new dawn.
I hear you tore from hole to hole. So here's to paracetamol.
It's May love and laughter fill each day as he grows strong in every way. And finally, Tony, this is sorry you lost your job card. Yeah, your job is gone, the paycheck too, with strain on you, but...
At least you've got the house in Sandringham.
It actually goes, better things might still unfold with prospects brighter than the old. I don't know about that. here are a few more for any of you to have a go at. This is it's sorry for your loss. I cannot mend your broken heart or take away the aching part, but I can walk this road with you.
And you can show me where you ran her over.
Yeah, that she was, in every step I'll see you through. And here's another one. Sympathy card for a pet hamster. His little wheel no longer turns. His little wheel no longer turns while something in your heart still burns.
Did you say heart? I didn't hear. And sent your pet to Richard Gere.
It actually finishes, a love so precious, strong and true, whose memory always stays with you.